Nasser and News. I'm Mary Rose. President Trump said he'd like other nations to help the U.S. open the Strait of Hormuz.
It's a simple military maneuver. It's relatively safe, but you need a lot of help in the sense of you need ships, you need volume. And NATO could help us, but they so far haven't had the courage to do so. And others could help us. But, you know, we don't use it. You know, at a certain point, it'll open itself.
President Trump says the U.S. is considering winding down war in Iran, but that other nations must guard the Strait of Hormuz. It's a vital shipping lane for about 20% of the world's oil. It's a congressional appeal for sanctions on AI. Correspondent Ron Taylor explains.
The White House is laying out a new framework that it wants Congress to use to shape national rules for artificial intelligence without curbing growth in the sector. It wants Congress to preempt state laws it sees as too burdensome. The focus is on protecting children, preventing electricity costs from surging, respecting intellectual property rights, preventing censorship, and educating Americans on using the technology. Ron Taylor reporting.
President Trump has threatened to deploy immigration and customs enforcement agents to airports across the U.S. Correspondent John Scott reports.
President Trump writes on Truth Social, quote, "If the Democrats do not allow for just and proper security at our airports and elsewhere throughout our country, ICE will do the job far better than ever done before." The president's post added, quote, "I look forward to moving ICE in on Monday and have already told them to get ready. No more waiting, no more games." John Scott reporting.
The president's post came hours after Elon Musk offered to cover the salaries of U.S. airport security personnel who have been working without pay since mid-February. This is SRN News. Americans support evangelism.
According to the Beckett Fund's latest Religious Freedom Index, 75% of adults in this country support the right of people to tell others about their faith. Beckett says this is one of the highest numbers on record on this question and is being driven by interest in faith amongst younger Americans. Beckett spokesman Lori Windham says, quote, "Religious freedom isn't limited only to what happens in houses of worship. It's about how people live their lives and build their communities." Michael Harrington reporting.
Muslim parents in several Islamic private schools are suing Texas leaders over a private school voucher program they say blocks them because of religion. The state says schools associated with the accreditation company Cognia had hosted events organized by the Council on American Islamic Relations that Muslim civil rights groups were recently designated a terrorist organization by the Texas government. This is SRN News. Former Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin says the shooting at ODU this month was completely preventable.
"I firmly believe that someone who is a naturalized citizen who pledges allegiance to ISIS and has to go to jail because of it should have their citizenship revoked and they should be deported immediately. That guy should have never been in America. That guy should have been deported a long time ago."
The shooter was subdued and killed by ROTC students. Democrats are questioning the director of national intelligence for her presence during the seizure of Georgia ballots by the FBI.
During a recent Senate Intelligence Committee hearing, Senator Mark Warner of Virginia pressed DNI Tulsi Gabbard on why she was present during the FBI seizure of ballots in Fulton County, Georgia. Gabbard defended her oversight role under statutory election security responsibilities while denying she engaged in any law enforcement action.
A federal judge has ordered new briefs in the unresolved legal dispute. More details, SRNNews.com.